Meth contamination is a new and expensive problem for Bristol Bay Housing Authority. BBHA works with state and federal organizations to provide affordable housing for low-income residents. A few months ago, 29 of its units tested positive for meth contamination. This is the first year that BBHA has tested for meth as part of their annual inspections. The only bright side is that none of them seem to be former meth labs.
Two-bedroom. Vacant unit. Maintenance staff lets us know that there's a lot of traffic in and out. And as the units become vacant, we test.
Emil Larson is the deputy director of BBHA. He walked with me through an uncontaminated apartment to point out the areas where vaporized chemicals from meth are most likely to collect.
There's a fan here in the kitchen above the range hood fan, that vents up and out. And then there's another fan in the bathroom. That also vents up and out.
BBHA has dealt with drug use in public housing before. It's trained staff on how to dispose of discarded heroin needles when they find them. But Executive Director Brenda Acklecock says that dealing with meth contamination is much more complicated.
The problem with meth is when you smoke it, it creates a vapor and you end up with surface contamination wherever it is that you're smoking it that can be absorbed through the skin, and it's harmful to children, it's harmful to people in general.
Meth residue is much less obvious than a used syringe. It's also more expensive to clean. Acklecock estimates that remediation could cost $40,000 per unit, with more intensive operations approaching $100,000. For housing where rent can be $150 a month, Acklecock says intensive remediation could bankrupt a property.
If it's a unit that still has carpet in it, we'll have to take out the carpeting. We're going now toward laminate flooring, like a vinyl laminate flooring. It'll be easier to wipe down in the future. Sometimes you have to remove the refrigerator because there's a fan underneath the refrigerator where it's taking in air. If there's meth that's vaporized, it could be up in the coils of your refrigerator. If we do find a highly contaminated unit, we may have to take the unit down to the studs, and that would be a lot more expensive.
Another complication is that some of the contaminated units are occupied, and BBHA says it can't remediate an apartment unless it is vacant. In order to test for meth residue, staff wipe down apartments with a chemical called trisodium phosphate. They then send the swab to a lab in Utah. If the results show a level of contamination above what the state says is safe, the apartment must be decontaminated. Andy Jones is the director of the Office of Substance Misuse and Addiction Prevention at the Department of Health and Social Services.
But when you smoke it, it's basically invisible. So even if meth is smoked once in a home, you'll find traces somehow throughout the house. These chemicals, either through production or use, are absorbed through the skin. So I think those are the big concerns. One, that third-hand exposure, because child, adults, whoever it may be, these are chemicals that are not designed to be ingested whatsoever.
Exposure to meth residue can pose health risks, but just how much contamination is harmful is uncertain. Alaska's fit for use cleanup standard is 0.1 micrograms per 100 square centimeters. But in 2009, the California Department of Toxic Substances Control and the Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment released a study that examined third-hand meth toxicity. It found that a contamination level up to 15 times greater than Alaska's standard was not harmful. California subsequently raised its cleanup standards to 1.5 micrograms, and several states followed suit. Alaska continues to abide by the stricter standard. This means that property owners, including public housing organizations like BBHA, generally end up paying more to bring down residue levels. In the short term, it also means that a long waiting list of people in need of housing is held up further as the units that test positive undergo decontamination. BBHA is still in the initial stages of inspection and remediation. It's unsure what the total cost or time frame for cleaning its units will be. It took a large step forward in November when 13 of its staff received hazardous waste operations and emergency response training. That certifies them to decontaminate units. Right now, Acklecock says they are focused on minimizing health risks while making housing available as quickly as possible. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.